following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the sports world, man. So much going on with the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. There's some winners. There's some losers, or at least who we think are some winners and some losers. And then again, there were some people that did nothing, and somewhat surprising, too. When you think about the New York Yankees not making huge moves. But then again, they do have a 5-game lead at this point. And sometimes, I've said this before, sometimes less is more. And maybe you don't have to change things up. Ronda Rousey, wow. Look out for that chick, man. She will knock you out. Fred, what do you think of Ronda Rousey? Will she knock you out or what?
I wouldn't pay $49.95, I'll tell you that. So far, no competition as far as she's concerned. I think if you're in that sport, I think you're looking for somebody who can compete with her, and I don't think they found it.
Well, right now, she is the baddest woman on the planet, that's for sure. Jeff, would you get in the ring with Ronda?
Not a chance.
Not a chance for any of us, man. I don't think all three of us can take her out at once, so... Yeah, man, just a crazy, barbaric sport. Interesting, to say the least. Interesting, to say the least. Anyways, Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman, we're just getting warmed up. A lot going on this hour. We'll be right back to tell you what we got coming. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Is your patio or driveway looking a little worse for the wear? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a great way to put a new face on it right after this.
Step 1. Make a list of your weekend projects. Drywall, wash the patio, scrape the loose paint on the deck. Step 2. Pour yourself a cup of coffee.
Hey, Family Guy's on TV. Love that show.
Step 3. 2 hours later, back to your list. Step 4. Pick a project, break out the tools, get it done. Step 5. Go ahead. One more episode. No guilt this time. Hyde Tools. Everything you need to start somewhere at thehideway.com.
Concrete is used for outdoor surfaces like patio walks and drives because it's durable stuff, but it doesn't always stay looking good. Concrete is going to crack, and it's just the nature of the beast. If the slab is structurally sound, breaking it up doesn't make sense. You can dress it up. For this, you'll need a concrete resurfacer. After a good cleaning, you'll need to fill any of the cracks, pits, or spalled areas with a small batch of the resurfacer. Just spread it on with a trowel. Then you can mix up a larger batch and spread it over the entire area with a squeegee, about a 16th to a quarter of an inch thick. If you want a non-skid surface, you can drag a fine bristle broom over it after just a few minutes to create a textured finish. You'll have the look of freshly poured concrete without all of the work. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my usual cast of characters. Jeff Rich, he's somewhere in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm not quite sure where. Fred Wallen, he is in Los Angeles, California. Not quite sure where there either, but he's somewhere in Southern California. I am somewhere in Scottsdale, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, and then go old school with Fred. Hit him up on AOL at sportsfred@AOL.com. Fred, real quickly. Dodgers have a game and a half lead. Giants, I don't know, man. They just keep kind of hanging around. What are you thinking about your Dodgers right now, other than the fact that you can't watch them?
Well, I can't watch them. Although we can, we actually can watch. We were able to watch this weekend because of the Angel circumstance. We watched them on the Angel telecast. But you get about 12 to 15 games. What do I think about it? The trades were fine because they've got so much money because of the TV deal that and the Guggenheims that they didn't give up a whole lot. A 30-year-old infielder in Hector Areva, who's considered a major leaguer, but he's injured right now in AAA. So, and they've got other infielders that can play that position. So the point is they didn't give up a whole lot to get two third or fourth starters in Latos and I think Alex Wood. Of course, they don't have Rio this year. So I think in the playoffs, if they get there, or even down the stretch, you need beyond Greinke and Kershaw, because if one of those two lose, you're under a lot of pressure. And there's no guarantee every time. Even Kershaw's got the 37-inning streak, and Greinke's pitching out of this world like Cy Young. But the point is, there's no guarantee that these guys won't lose. Koufax lost. Lefty Grove lost. So, I mean, we talked last year when the A's made the trade for Lester. There's no guarantee Lester in the playoffs is necessarily going to win. So my point is, I think the Dodgers did fine. They didn't give up a whole lot. We'll see how it works. The problem with the Dodgers is that the Giants have maybe the best manager in baseball, and the Dodgers certainly do not.
Hey, Fred, I want to shift gears for just a second because I want to ask you about this because I believe you're a DirecTV customer. Larry Scott at Pac-12 Media Day said that he believes that AT&T being a partner of the Pac-12 is going to smoothen this Pac-12 network on DirecTV. Are you as confident as Larry Scott is projecting himself to be?
Well, and for the folks that don't understand what's going on, I don't blame DirecTV, even though it's the monthly bill is way high on DirecTV. But I don't blame DirecTV in this circumstance, and I'll tell you why. They have the Big Ten network. They have the SEC network, and they used to have the Mountain West network when there was one on television. So obviously Larry Scott has asked for something that the others did not ask for. Now, what he's asked for, he wants to be on the basic channel list instead of the sports tier. That's a major difference because that means you're charging your customers who may not like football, may not like sports, a couple dollars a month or whatever you're going to have to charge them extra. So DirecTV turned him down. He's going to have to understand that he cannot be on the basic channel. He would have to be on the sports tier like the other conferences are, like the Big Ten and the SEC. The Pac-12 is not better than the Big Ten. the Pac-10, the Pac-12 is not better than the SEC. Who the hell does he think he is? So, yeah, AT&T and the government have gotten together, and they're going to be together with DirecTV. But he still can't ask for more than the other conferences are asked for, because if I'm now, think about this now. If he does that, if they make a deal now and put the Pac-12 on the regular basic channel, if you're the Big Ten or you're the SEC, you're going to ask for the same, and that's going to mean a higher price for customers who may not even like sports. So I don't know.
Hold on. Let me try to get this straight here. If he's asking to be on the basic, that would be doing the average person a favor, if I'm not mistaken. Yes or no? Other than the fact that what you're saying is that if they do it that way, then eventually what they're going to have to do is raise the price of DirecTV.
They're going to have to raise for the Pac-12. They're going to have to pay everybody who doesn't like sports or like sports is going to have to pay for it. If you put them on the sports tier, then you already know you like sports, so you're buying what you want to buy. So that's the difference. I mean, again, and if the Pac-12 goes on the basic, then the Big Ten is going to ask to go on the basic, and the SEC is going to ask to go on the basic, then the prices are going to rise. So it's not that easy to say, snap my fingers.
What sports channels are on the basic now? Is it just ESPN and Fox Sports 1 and maybe your Fox Sports Regional? I mean, that's what you pay for on the basic tier so that you can watch the local teams. And, of course, ESPN is royalty in this circle. So them and the big Fox cable network are the three channels you're going to get basically. And I think that's the common consumer. I think that if you want the sports tier, if you're fans, like probably the three of us are, you're going to pay that extra buck and you're going to go for that. You're going to go for that tier so that you can watch literally everything.
But if you're Larry Scott, didn't you come in too strong with DirecTV? It's been 2 years now and I can get it on the iPhone. And if I knew how to, I could set it up to the television set. But the point is, if you're Larry Scott, you ask for more than the other conferences asked for. So in this case, I don't blame DirecTV. I blame Larry Scott. Now we'll find out if he continues to ask for the same thing. Because, again, if you're the Big Ten, you're going to feel slapped in the face if they put the Pac-12 on the basic.
It's an interesting predicament, to be honest with you. When push comes to shove, DirecTV will have to figure it out. But they will. They'll figure it out. I'm not too worried about them. They make lots of money every year. So they know what they're doing, Fred. And I can't believe you actually have their back. I think that's what I'm more surprised about than anything, because normally you're yelling at them for taking this and that away from you. But
No, but wait a minute. The point is, if the Pac-12 is asking for more than the other conferences, how can I be on there? How can I be on DirecTV's back? I got to be on the Pac-12's back for assuming just throw this out, Andy. You're in Arizona. Jeff's in Arizona. I'm in L.A., so we're Pac-12 people, I guess. But across America, if you had a choice, usually, would you watch a Pac? I mean, take the average college football fan. Do you think the Pac-12 is stronger as far as fan base than the SEC and the Big Ten? I don't believe that'd be the case.
No, I don't either. I mean, look, I'd still rather watch Big Ten football. Okay. I'm born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin, so you know what? I'd still like watching that brand of basketball or that brand of football better than this West Coast stuff. To be honest with you, a lot of finesse out here, and a lot of very little going after each other, if you will. It's just more finesse, man. But anyways, just true. Different styles, if you ask me.
You've got Stanford, you've got USC, you've got a lot of traditional football out here. I think college football on the big-time level is the same game, whether you're kicking off at noon or you're kicking off at 10:30 Eastern. And I think that this reputation the West Coast has for not playing real football is ridiculous.
I don't know, man. It's softer. When you really think about it, at the end of the day, man, it's softer. Oregon was soft. Who wound up coming out of that thing? Let's be honest, man. National title, who won? The Ohio State Buckeyes. Speaking of which, just a quick question there. They got all kinds of problems all of a sudden. What do you think with guys getting in trouble for the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jeff? Because since you're a big Cleveland guy in general.
Well, I think that, you know, when you lose Joey Bosa, who's predicted to be the number one overall pick in next year's NFL draft, that's a big deal. They've got a lot of depth. That's what Urban Meyer that's how Urban Meyer builds these teams. Braxton Miller is going to have a test in game one because he's going to have to be featured without Jalen Marshall and Corey Smith on the field. I think this is going to be an interesting game on Labor Day between the Buckeyes and Virginia Tech, but I just don't see any way that Ohio State, despite all, you know, all the suspended players, I just don't see any way that Ohio State loses to Virginia Tech in consecutive years, not in this day and age.
Well, and I mean, look, if there's anybody that can figure it out, let's be honest, Urban Meyer can figure it out, man. He's a genius. He'll figure out a way to for them to be competitive no matter what. So, and then hey, I saw this Terrell Pryor, man, looking like he might be a NFL wide receiver, Jeff. What do you think of that?
Small sample size. We're 2 or 3 days into camp right now, but Terrell Pryor looks like he's got the skills. Dwayne Bowe's given his endorsement. I think that Dwayne Bowe's a good judge of talent at that position, given, you know, his background with the Chiefs and, you know, even going back to LSU. I think that Terrell Pryor probably should have made this transition a few years ago. I think the run with the he had with the Raiders gave him a little bit of hope that he was a starting quarterback, or a starting caliber quarterback. I think this is where you best utilize all his skills. He's a big man. He's quick.
Yeah.
I think that the Browns are going to be able to utilize him.
Absolutely. We'll see what happens. Anyways, on the other side, we're going to hook up with Kevin Gassman. I don't know if you, Jeff, if you know who he is, a local personality here in Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to hook up with him. He's got a new show starting this week, I believe 3 to 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And we'll get a little feel for his sports intake, and then we'll give him a opportunity to tell us a little bit about his show that he's got coming on here in Phoenix, Arizona. So keep it close. Kevin Gassman going to join Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, and the Dorf Man right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family. Or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll-free 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, practically in my backyard. I feel like he's looking in, to be honest with you, but probably further away than I really think. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then don't forget about Fred. He's still old school. SportsFred at AOL.com. Now joining us, fellas, a guy that really needs no introduction, man. I think this is actually the first time I've ever done radio with him, but he is a crafty veteran, guy who's been around the block, and he's got a new show starting here in Phoenix tomorrow. Kevin Gassman. Kevin, how you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Can't complain, man. Well, first of all, tell my partners a little bit about yourself. Jeff does live here, so maybe he knows a little bit about you, but give us the skinny on Kevin Gassman.
All right, the skinny is since we're on the sports station here, my favorite team is in football, it's the Steelers, and in hockey, it's the LA Kings, so chew on that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got good tradition there. The Steelers, obviously, you know what, lots of titles. That's you can't go wrong there. LA Kings, Fred, what do you think about the LA Kings and Kevin Gassman?
Well, I think it's a good matchup, and the Kings. obviously, the Kings have two championships, and you never think of Los Angeles as a hockey town, but it's become a hockey town. And obviously, we got two teams here, and both are very competitive every season. And the Ducks have really, I think, improved in the off season, and the Kings may be surprised by not making the playoffs last year, but I think they will this year. So Kevin, I think he's on a good ride, and he's on a good club.
I'll tell you, man, it was tough growing up in L.A. watching the Kings because, you know, the L.A. Forum holds 17,000, and you go to a game, it would be maybe 2,000 in the whole place.
Yeah, it's true.
So you grew up, you know, watching the team lose. I mean, they were the Chicago Cubs of hockey for a long time. So to see them – but the thing that really kind of sucks is that the Ducks won the Cup before them.
That is true.
Very blasphemous. Yeah. It's like, that can't happen, but it did happen. But, you know, when the Kings won their first cup, they did it in a style that will never be matched by anybody, I don't think. I think that will be a record that'll stand to the end of time, probably.
Hey, you're a football guy then, too, Kevin, or no?
I am. You know, I grew up in Southern Cal, so yes, I bandwagoned with the Steelers when I was, like, 8 years old. So, you know, get off my back, man. I've been with them ever since. But, you know, I just, for some reason, just kind of connected and vibe with them, even through the 80s, the Bobby Brister years, and you know, the loss with the Cowboys here in Phoenix, which kind of devastating that one was. But, you know, I follow them. I just think as far as, like, management, they've kind of held a good classy profile throughout all the franchises, I think. And they have one of the best scouting systems in the NFL. So,
yeah, no, that's a good point. Kevin Gassman joining us, talk show host here in Phoenix, Arizona. Tell us a little bit about your show that you got coming on. It starts tomorrow, am I correct?
Yeah, it starts tomorrow. I'm a little excited about it. It's a new station for the East Valley of Phoenix. It's 99.1 FM, and you can check me out 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's a rock station. We're going to play, I think it's a little bit classic rock to the 80s and 90s, classic hits. Also, I'm going to be bringing a little bit of my flavor of music with some of the local bands here in town and some independent artists that I've been meeting and working with over the past 10 years of doing my last radio show. So I'm going to kind of bring that flavor in. And it's going to be fun, man. Somebody asked me what my show's going to be about. I said it's music, porn, and aliens.
That's a pretty good mix when you think about it. With this time of what we got going on in the world. Hey, let me get your take on some of those things. Politically, let's get your feel on that because Fred is a big politics guy. So give us your feeling on things going on politically, man.
All right, well, you know, they got the GOP debate, and those 17 guys, well, 17 guys and a lady running for, you know, this coveted spot they want. So they're only allowing, at least for Fox, is going to be the top 10. So I think the other seven are having the debate as well, and which kind of reminds me of the little kids' table at Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, we're not big enough to make it to the big debate, so we're going to have our own little debate again, you know. But, again, that would only insinuate if the big table had adults on them. So I don't think the GOP is representing very well at all these days. I think there's a good message for a lot of people out there to really I think really the message we're seeing here is honesty. And whether you like Trump or not, he's honest. And I think that's what's gravitating a lot of people towards him is he's very genuine. And you'll see that with politicians. I think on the flip side, you see with Bernie Sanders, he's genuine. You might not like what he has to say, but you can tell it's coming from who he is. So I think that's what people are liking these days. When you look at these robot politicians like Hillary Clinton or anybody else in the GOP, is they're just parroting, and it's embarrassing, and it's they're out of touch with anybody here in public that I've seen, and that's just, you know, it's really sad for the GOP to have the representative that they have for their choice of president. On the other side of things, you know, who do you have to choose from? Someone who's, you know, bankrolled by corporations, or you go for someone independent? What do you do? And it's
Fred.
And that's all we have. You know, it's all we have to choose from. That's what people would be a little more wiser, and when they do vote, to really have the smarts to pick the right person, not for popularity reasons, but for real reasons that are going to help everyone. And maybe we can put some of our pride and ego aside and vote the right way.
Those are some good points. Fred, you're the big politics guy, political guy for us here on the show. Not that Jeff and I don't like to indulge, but does Kevin have a good feel on what's going on, or are you in swaying a different way?
Well, I think Kevin's right on as far as Republicans are concerned. I never remember, and I followed since I was 8 years old because my mother was very politically oriented. 17, I don't know, most... Beyond belief, and they're trying to outright wing one another, and in doing so, they're making themselves look foolish and beyond foolish. And I don't agree with Kevin about the Donald Trump. I don't think he's honest. I just think he's stupid and stupid rich. And so let me finish. He knows he can say anything he wants because he's got enough money to overcome it. He thinks. I don't think he's honest. I just think again he's stupid. Like most,
I think he's a little bit of a bully. I think you could throw that in there too.
He's
somewhat of
though.
A bully. But go ahead, Kevin.
Well, no, you say he's honest with himself. I'm not saying what he's saying is true. Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay,
he's
okay,
a complete
okay.
Idiot. Okay. But he's honest. But I'm saying he's honest with himself. That's what I'm saying. He's genuine with himself, and he believes what he says.
That's okay. No, and I think he sticks with what he says. I mean, so I hear what you're saying, and he believes what he's saying to be the best for the American people. I agree with what you're saying on that one. Jeff, jump in. What do you think?
I can't believe that this guy's being taken seriously. I think that both sides like him. I think that the left loves him because they'd love to see him on the ticket, because I think there's a lot of people, even on the right, that would vote against him just because he is so pompous. And, you know, quite frankly, on the right, I think that he pokes the left so much, and that seems to be the priority. That, you know, there's not really a true Republican Party anymore. It's been taken over by the neo-right, and it really creates a vacancy of balance in this country.
Hey, Kevin, we've only got a couple minutes left on the or in this segment on the show. I want you to pump out how people can check you out 3 to 6 p.m. tomorrow, starting in Phoenix, Arizona, but they can check you out all over the place, I'm sure, online somehow.
Yeah, you know, my show is called Driving with Gas. So just go to drivingwithgas.com or just search Driving with Gas. There's two S's there. And you can find me online on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all that fun stuff. And on the radio, it's 99.1 FM in Phoenix. It's the East Valley, by the way. And online, it's wow991.com. So that's our station. It's wow. Yeah, it's wow, 99.1. So the only time I ever hear or see wow is over at the Fry's Supermarket. Have you seen their little specials they got going on?
Yeah.
Wow. Cottage cheese, $1.39. Was $1.49.
Wow. No, I have seen it, actually. But, hey, real quickly, before we let you run, how do you think the Arizona Cardinals are going to be, man?
You know, man, they made it's kind of funny the parallels we see with them and the Coyotes. A few years ago, of course, a little bit more for the Cardinals is, you know, they made the Super Bowl and the Coyotes made the Western Conference Finals. What have we done since? One playoff appearance the next year, and it's been zero since. So what do? You know, I mean, this team is either back on a decline or they're trying to save the ship and right the ship where it's at. Their performance last year was great, and I feel they can, you know, they got to win 11 games. at least 11. So they got to really have that on their mind if they're going to make the playoffs this year. It's a tough division they're in, and I like to see them go as far as they can go. I mean, it's always exciting to see this city light up. I never seen them light up for the Suns because the Suns haven't been in there when I was here living in Phoenix. The Coyote buzz was fun. But when the Cardinals were in the Super Bowl, that was a real blast. And the vibe of this whole city was just electric.
Absolutely. Hey, Kevin, appreciate you taking time out with us. We'll probably have to do this with you somewhat frequently so that you can let us know what's going on with your show throughout the week and rap a little bit about politics and sports with you, bro.
Right on, man. Rest in peace, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
That's true, man. Have a great day. Kevin Gassman, right, check him out. Pleasure. 3 to 6 p.m. starting tomorrow here in Phoenix, Arizona. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, Jeff Rich. We'll be back talking more sports. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're talking about a man that is so proud from being Iran. I saw him walking down the beach with his girlfriend. The only difference between him and his girlfriend was 10 pounds and a bikini, and the sheik had the bikini on, and she had the 10 pounds, and no $100 bill on the forehead. You're talking about a guy with a mug like a bulldog who has the audacity to get on TV with this humongous, ugly, nasty face and tell the cameraman to zoom it. Are you kidding me? Go away, go away, go away. I wouldn't want to show that. And then I think to myself, Buffalo, I think, well, first of all, who the hell would want to fight there? And if you did have to fight there, you'd have to fight the Iron Sheik. Maybe they're trying to get rid of both of us. I don't think they like me in Buffalo. I think they don't give a damn about me in Buffalo. I think they don't give a damn about him in Buffalo. And I think to myself, well, why did they make this? Because they got two crazy people, you see. Two crazy people that don't care. Two crazy people that when they get in there, they ain't going in there to win or to lose. This is a matter of who's the best. Obviously, the Sheik and I have beat everybody here. First time we have come together. The only difference between us is ugly. That's the only difference. You know what you're talking about. You're talking about a couple of studs. What you're talking about here is you're talking about a couple people that never been rode. You see, what you're talking about here is someone's going to get hurt because I ain't just going to use my fist. I'm going to use chairs. I'm going to use buffaloes. I might grab the kid. I might beat him to death with my canary. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know one thing for sure. I ain't dating none of his broads.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. In case you didn't know, that was Rowdy Roddy Piper. Rest in peace to him. I think he had a heart attack the other day and passed away. Just, man, oh man, it's just a sign. It really is a sign of what's going on in the world, to be honest with you. There's so many people that we have known, been a part of our lives, this and that and the other, have passed away. And it just, it's never ending, guys. It's always going to happen like that. So, you know what someone told me once?
What?
Everything is temporary. And you know what?
Yeah.
They're right. It really is. So you got to live in that moment and enjoy it when you can and live it to the fullest, to be honest with you, because you never know when your last day is going to be. You never know when your last breath is going to be or the last time you talk on the radio for that matter. So enjoy every single moment, Fred.
Well, let me just say this. I've had Rowdy on Sports Overnight America a couple of times when he wrote his book a few years ago. He battled cancer a few years ago, but his Piper's Pit, and again, I started following wrestling when I was 6 or 7 here in Los Angeles. The Olympic Auditorium had wrestling like twice a week, three times a week, and my grandfather used to take me all the time. So I've been in it for 50-plus years. So the point I'm trying to make is, of all the wrestlers, of all the people that have tried it, to me, he was the funniest, the most humorous. The Piper's Pit segment on the WWF at that point in WWE was the funniest 10 minutes or whatever it was that you could ever have. And as you said, rest in peace, Rowdy Piper. 61 was way too young.
Yeah, I mean, just amazing. You think about all those guys, you know. I heard The Rock talking about what Hulk Hogan said, you know, and he wasn't necessarily giving him a free pass by any means, but his father, I guess, helped train Hulk Hogan back in the day when Hulk Hogan was trying to break in to wrestling. And, you know, so he has a much different relationship with Hulk Hogan than most people do. And look, we've all said things that we shouldn't say. Does it ruin our lives? I don't know. I mean, could it? Sure. Should it? Probably not, to be honest with you. Think about all the second and third chances we give to athletes. And I know that they didn't say any names or whatever, but maybe they did something worse, to be honest with you. Maybe they killed somebody. Maybe they, abused somebody. And to me, those things may be worse than name-calling. And I know that we had this conversation last week, so I don't want to go down the same road. But I just think it's interesting when you hear other people speaking about, you know, people's acts or what they've done. And, you know, to hear The Rock, who's a guy who is of color, and almost giving Hulk a pardon or an exception, it just kind of makes you scratch your head, Fred.
Well, I mean, he said the politically correct thing, I guess. From that aspect, give people another chance. I think sometimes we've said that. I don't want to go back to last week either, but sometimes, like in the Mel Gibson situation, the first thing that pops out is what you really believe. And if that's what Hulk really believes, so well, he's entitled to his opinion. But the WWE had to do what it had to do. And I'm going to repeat, Roddy Piper died at 61. I don't know if he ever took a steroid. All I know is the average age of a wrestler dying is a lot younger than the average age of a USA or a man in this country passing. Maybe it's a 5-year differential. Maybe it's a 10. I don't know the exact number, but you die younger.
No, you're definitely on to something. It's definitely a different number. Jeff, any feelings about Roddy Piper or the Hulk Hogan situation?
Yeah, I've never been very close to this form of entertainment. I've had spells, but I can remember being a child, and probably the only two names I knew in wrestling in the WWF was Hulk Hogan and the heel of the time, Roddy Piper. I know that he was kind of a beloved villain, and to kind of jump on Fred's point there about these wrestlers dying early, I wonder if the fans from that era are going to truly appreciate. These guys literally gave their lives for this sport, this form of entertainment, for the fans to, because it was just for viewing pleasure. There were no personal accomplishments. Everything's scripted. I realize it's still athletic, but, these guys, made the ultimate sacrifice and gave up maybe 10, 15, 20 years of their lives to be on TV and to entertain the fans weekly. And a lot of times, multiple appearances throughout the week.
No, I agree. That's the tough part too, is when you think about the physical wear and tear. We talk about it with athletes in basketball or football or baseball, but these guys, just like anybody else, man, they're performers, they're athletes, they're going in and out of cities. Sometimes they get some sleep, sometimes they don't get some sleep. They have to work on the choreography of what they're doing there. So there's a lot that goes into it, man, and it is a form of entertainment, and there are millions and millions of people that love this stuff all over the world. So it's hitting a lot of people in some way, shape, or form.
No question. Oh, yeah. And I think you have to hold McMahon's to blame if they die young because of the steroids. There should be some testing, and there isn't.
Some sort of mandation on that. I agree with you. They got to regulate that. Because, I'm sorry, but you don't look like most of those guys look. I go to the gym all the time. I'm pretty much a freak of nature, to be honest with you. But I don't necessarily look like a freak of nature. I can run all day long. I can work out all day long. But I do not look like those wrestler guys look. And so, there's something that they're doing a little bit different, I would have to say. Speaking of a little different, Fred, what do you think of Russell Wilson's deal? Guy got $60 million guaranteed.
Well, it's interesting that on Thursday and USA Today, they rated the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Where do you think they rated Russell Wilson?
Probably in the lower half.
No, they rated him 10th, and he's the second highest paid quarterback right now based on the $60 million guarantee and the $87 million contract. I think he's better than the 10th best quarterback. I think he's probably 6 or 7, and I saw him play a couple times at North Carolina State. I saw him play every game as a senior at Wisconsin, and I knew at that point, I don't care if he's 5'11 or 6'5", I knew at that point that this is a very smart quarterback, a very quick quarterback, a guy's going to make the right decisions. And Seattle was very fortunate to pick him up, and they were just one bad call away from winning two Super Bowls in a row, and I think that's why he should be higher than 10th. But he's well paid now, no question about it.
You know what? We Jeff and I talked about it a little bit earlier. I think there's something refreshing about a guy that says, I'll just play my contract out, and if it gets worked out, it gets worked out. Otherwise, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. But he never argued. He never complained. He isn't like your typical athlete that is so money-hungry driven and wants to get a new contract. And Jeff made a good point about his endorsements and this and that and the other. But I almost feel like you're a little incorrect on saying, well, he needs that stuff. You know what? I think that those advertisers need him more so than he needs them. And by that, I mean what you talked about, Jeff, with his squeaky clean persona. He is a poster boy, man. He really is. He's a model citizen when you really think about it. You have nothing bad to say about Russell Wilson other than the fact that you don't think he's ghetto enough or something along those lines. So, you know what? If I'm Russell Wilson, I'm pretty happy with the man that I've become.
Hey, and speaking of being ghetto enough, I'm just quoting your line there, Dorf. What is to be made of all these players that that Chip Kelly says aren't cutting it? You know, the latest being Brandon Boykin traded to the Steelers, that Chip doesn't appreciate their type of culture, and the guys that he has kept around, the black guys that he's kept around, have been guys with squeaky clean images. Is there anything is there any credibility to what Boykin's saying about this culture? I think that Shady McCoy hinted at it too, that these guys are almost quite frankly too black for Chip Kelly. I mean, is that something we have to take seriously?
Fred?
Well, I mean, I don't know Chip Kelly. Obviously, at Oregon, he had African-American players playing for him and playing very well for him. I don't know what's in his heart. I don't know what's in his mind. He's the coach. He's going to make the decisions. And, we'll see how long he survives, if that be the case. I think you've got to give him time one way or the other to prove if that story is true or not. But obviously, there were some trades made that people certainly were shocked about or surprised about, and I didn't know why certain players were traded this offseason. If that be the case, let's see if that's his history or not. We'll find out.
Maybe he was just looking for certain players that were going to fit into his system of how he wants to operate here in the near future. And again, maybe there's some validity to it. Maybe there's no validity to it. Maybe it's just a guy's preference. Maybe he wanted to go in there and change things up. And he definitely changed things up, let's be honest. So, I mean, with that being said, look, I'm happy for Russell Wilson. Chip Kelly and the Philadelphia Eagles, we'll see what happens for them this season. I mean, look, at the end of the day, Green Bay Packers, fellas, they returned 11 guys on offense. This is going to be one of those years where I think they put up some ridiculous numbers. It's going to be about Dom Capers figuring out how to just keep that defense good enough so that the offense can go out there and do what they got to do. I expect huge things out of my Green Bay Packers this year, guys. I really do.
Aaron Rodgers rated number one in USA Today on Thursday.
Well, rightfully so. The guy's amazing. Think about it. If he didn't have that bad leg last year, the Green Bay Packers probably would have been playing the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. I mean, let's be honest. 55 minutes, they did not play a whole 60. It is what it is. But if you ask me, that just adds fuel to the fire, man. Makes you more hungry. Wants you to get there even that much harder, that much more. I think the Green Bay Packers come back with some serious vengeance this year, and anything except a Super Bowl or a Super Bowl run, at least in my case, at least my thought, I think it's a losing season for the Green Bay Packers. Anyways, we'll be back to wrap this thing up. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, and the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Real quickly, got to get this in. We are brought to you in part today by today's homeowner, television, radio, and online home improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. And we are also brought to you in part by softhits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, U2, and Queen, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online with broadcast quality, audio, song after song, it's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. Hey, fellas, before we leave, Fred, you had a little teaser this week from Tiger Woods. He got out of the gate, was shooting pretty well the first couple days, had that setback yesterday, shooting 74, has gotten out of the gate pretty well today. He's got five birdies, no bogeys. I think he's through like 10 holes or so. But just a quick question. Are you ready to say that sooner or later Tiger is not going to be able to get this done anymore, or are you still on the wagon of thinking Tiger can compete?
I think he can compete. He's so competitive. I think he'll work his way back. And if you're listening on Monday, you'll know how well we played on Sunday, or you won't know. I mean, you'll know at the point when you're listening on Monday. But the point is, I think he'll give us four good days of golf down the road, and this time probably is only three, but he needs the fourth, and I think he'll get it.
Jeff, you got teased a little bit by Tiger this weekend. Disappointed, or think that he's coming around?
No, he's not relevant. I think that him getting the privilege of playing on Saturday and Sunday is an accomplishment in the new world of Tiger Woods. It is what it is. He had a good run, and it's over.
I agree, man. You and I are on the same page. Fred is still fighting us on this one. But anyways, for John Poulter, who joined us in hour number one, Kevin Gassman, check out his show, 3 to 6 p.m. in Phoenix, 99.1 FM. And then for Jeff, for Fred, I'm the Dorfman, and also for Scott on the other side, I'm saying peace, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.